This is CliffCentral.com.
Time does this podcast start?
Just now.
Eric's on time.
Stop mentioning the fact that I'm on time, man.
Now, you know what? People don't know because it's radio.
Yeah,
you could say you were here the whole time.
But don't tell them. Just
Ryan, how are you?
Start the show normally.
Ryan?
I'm good.
Ryan?
Yeah, he's good.
I'm Ryan. Yeah, I'm just like getting my breath there.
Does the studio smell of green?
It smells hella herbal.
Oh, I think the guys before us took our idea. And it's helping. It's helping broadcasting.
Yes, Elon Musk.
No, and it's not Musk, eh? That's proper
Dacha. Nowhere near Musk. That's
Eric,
full
you,
on
how's
weedles.
Your week been?
My week's been relaxed, man. I haven't done much this week. I've just been at home chilling.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't go to any gigs this week. I just decided.
Can I, have you got an extra room at your house? I want to come live with you for a month or two.
I just decided to do nothing. Gigs? Also because I sprained my ankle on Sunday playing soccer with these other comedians.
I know. I heard quite. It gets quite.
No,
quite
but it was my own fault. Oh, like, okay. It was a one-on-one with the keeper, and then I tried to be fancy.
You didn't just pop it over his head like Messi does.
Yeah, I should have chipped
that.
No, I should have chipped him, but I was going to put it through his legs. So I distracted him, making like look like I was going to go over his head. Then I tried to go through his legs. And
so
then
you did
I
like an octopus maneuver.
And then, yeah, I calamoured it against my own ankle. And
did you see that clip of the guy on his kayak and the seal just comes slashes it?
Funny!
Do you think that seal is known for that? Like the old guy, no, Larry.
Now.
No, Larry, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Those kayakers are our friend. Fuck this. I'm going to flap. Where's that octopus? And the octopus like, and he goes and fetches the octopus. Like,
come on, Larry.
Man.
Come on, Larry.
I hate it when
joking.
You do this.
So
explain the clip. What does it do? It's made history. It broke the internet.
It broke the internet, as they say in millennial terms. Yeah. So I don't know, man. The dude was just kayaking. They were filming his thing. They were probably doing a documentary. And then seal emerges and not like the singer seal, an actual seal came out of the water with an octopus in its mouth. And then moors the guy. And then vies. And then the guy's just like, well, and then like pushes the octopus off the side of his kayak with his oar. Like, this is incredible.
Octopi. They stick, eh?
Yeah, they got tentacles.
Oh.
Well, more than 10.
But
that
was funny. I like things
tentacles.
Like that.
It's incredible.
Rishi, how are you? How was your week?
I'm great, thank you. My week has been amazing. I went down to Durban as I usually do when I want to get sunshine and beaches.
Fine.
So I was in Durban on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I came
back. Did you do gigs there?
Nah, I just went
sunshine
to
and beaches.
Went
sunshine
to doors.
I do love that smell of arriving in Durban as you come over Manguinana or whatever it's called.
It smells nothing like this room.
Nothing. This room smells
green. It smells a bit like this room.
Just a little bit.
Someone's actually now done the worst thing you can do when teenagers smoke in the room. They spray jasmine.
Something.
Lily of the Valley shit. Now it smells like someone took a shit in our dacha plant. is this a house or an office block?
It's an office block.
So the rules are you can't smoke in the office.
You can smoke anywhere.
Really?
In your own, if you own the place. So
in
like
your
basically,
own business.
So if it's your office and it's your thing, you can smoke there because it's legal.
I like the fact that you think I'm a cop and you're busy explaining to me why.
I'm explaining to the listeners in case they want to smoke at work.
Get in the fucking van! It's kind of difficult to explain to our listeners. If one of our listeners is actually here.
We have a listener in the house.
Hello.
Introduce yourself. Come
closer
to the microphone.
Move the microphone.
This is what happens. This
face.
Is a real podcast.
Yes.
And we want to prove to people that it is real.
It is real.
You must have found it. And the reason why you're here is because you dig it.
Well, yes. I was just in
you
the
like
area
gold.
of King Shaka Airport. And I got on a plane and came here. Yeah.
Wow. This Hadidas.
Can you also hear them?
There's always like Adidas on this podcast.
I feel like it's a sound clip that they keep playing every time we're on.
Is it a sound clip or is it just Joburg?
You're not going to send us a message today.
Yes,
how did you find the podcast? I know people listening, it's going to be stupid to tell them how to find it.
I just found it on my phone. It's on the Cliff Central podcast.
Okay, is it there? So when you first saw it, you said, what the fuck is this? Because you listened when it was still gas comedy.
Yes.
Okay.
When Dusty Rich was still in the mix.
That's
so
right.
So then what makes you listen to it for more than 3 minutes? Because that's what we're hitting at the moment. We're hitting, it's like six.
Like five.
We're hitting the 3 minutes. None of us are tantric yet.
Four strokes.
A good in and out.
So what made you stay with it?
I don't know.
After the first 4 minutes.
I find it interesting. So you know, why not?
And also on your comedy.
It's better than normal radio.
Really?
There we go.
Basically, listening to plants is better than normal radio.
There we go.
So smoking plants. And then you listen to other ones as well. Which other ones do you listen to?
I listen to a whole stack of ones. On the Cliff Central ones, I listen to a lot of Garrett stuff. Then there's, I've got a whole.
Gareth Scott is the baby podcast. Not, you're not talking about the morning show. Hey? You're talking about the
no,
specific
I'm
ones.
I'm talking
with
about specific
with
ones.
With the guests.
Yeah. So on Gareth's ones, and then I listen to Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, some political podcasts.
Ben Shapiro, comedy. Are you political. Familiar with that?
I've never heard of him.
Okay, cool. That's good. We're giving people some more advice, things to listen to.
Fire.
Joe Rogan obviously just comes up anyway. It comes up in that list of
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan's very, very good. I really enjoy listening to his.
But then you have Dave Rubin,
Louder with
Rubin.
Crowder.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the other? Leon Shapiro.
Dave,
South African.
Dave Shapiro. No, he's American.
Is it?
Yeah. And there's Louder with Crowder, which is also a comedian doing podcasts, but they do a lot more skits and that sort of thing in between. Also, and they broadcast via YouTube and
old
and
school radio sketches where like there's a bell goes and a sort of Monty Python sketches.
Yeah, proper
Rishu,
stuff.
Can you get onto that, please?
Thanks, Rishu.
Monty Python.
No. You're not listening.
It's not yet.
You know what's nice?
You're still in Durban.
You know what's
You're
nice? Still in you almost had me there. You're like, you did what I did last week, the whole show. Every time Alfred Aden said something, I was like, that's very interesting. Can you say it again? Because it was so pertinent.
That's also because you weren't listening.
Again, I did not hear what you were saying.
Because you zoned out because you
stuff,
heard Adidas.
That stuff hit me hard. Eh? Did you feel it? Because I was still...
I could feel the overflow from you coming on. There's an overflow.
Maybe when you obviously get that, you smoke regularly, don't you? Maybe blunt now and then.
Yeah.
But for me, it wasn't. So about when I left here, I had meetings. Then I had other things. Then I got the munchies. Then I was just sitting, zoning out. And in the meeting, people said, "David, are you okay?" I'm like, uh-huh. Obviously, I got the greenies or something.
Yeah, no, but it comes back. Like, what happens?
And
you know
I'm talking
happens?
To the worst thing I was doing is talking to
yourself.
Staff. No, oh. Staff. Wherever I went to, if I went to Checkers, I spoke to the tool.
You're just
lady,
being very
but for
friendly.
Much longer than normal.
For no reason. Yeah,
and using your name in the sentence more than once. So if happiness, it's so nice. You know, happiness, it's great to be at Checkers because this is a great Checkers. This is almost like a Woolworths happiness. And you know what's nice is they really, it's clean. And that's what you want from there. And she's like,
plastic.
Checo savings. When did you put up these new banners? These banners are amazing. It's not even Christmas, but you got the Christmas banners up.
It's almost Easter now. And then I spoke to too many people, and then a friend of mine was there, and she said, "You're talking to too many people. You need to calm down." So that was obviously good stuff. Cornelius, but you're staying. Here's the cool thing is we don't have Ryan.
No.
From the East Rand.
No.
Where are you living while you're living with your brother?
While I'm
brother?
Here, I'm staying with my brother in Springs.
Nice.
Which is where Dave is from as well.
Nice.
Are you from? Are
originally.
Are you a Springstafarian?
A Springstafarian.
Springsite.
That's original.
Suspension City.
Springsonian.
And how's your land? Apparently your country's going through a bit of upheaval.
Hey, our people are fighting, man. Our people are fighting against things and stuff.
Are they fighting about land?
No, they're not fighting about land. They're fighting about other things. So what happened was, earlier in the week, we just had load shedding for like 3 days. 3 days, no electricity, and they didn't say anything.
Three consecutive days. What?
So you pay your bills?
What would happen is, so what would happen is the lights would go on at like midnight, it would be on till like 8 in the morning, then off the whole day until like 10 the evening.
So all those meats is fucked.
Fucked. Hard
ice
fucked.
Cream
hard
gone.
Fucked. Ice cream is gone.
The ice melted and came back
everything,
again.
Dog, everything. So the people went, you know what? Shit. This is bullshit. Why do you guys keep doing this? Then they went and they checked the substation. Then at the substation.
Who went to check the substation? There's only one colored person as a professional in everything.
No. The what do you call it?
He's got one finger missing.
Because he touched the cable. It's one of the guys that work with the municipality. Went to the substation, checked, and what happened was these guys were just going and replacing cables. So they'd go, the cable that supplies like the whole of Rehoboth, they'd take the cable out, swap it with another cable, see how it works, take that cable out, like continuously.
So they're doing testing, basically.
They were doing testing, but without telling anybody of Rehoboth. Then what happened was, the third day, some kid that was on like a life support / oxygen system
don't tell me.
Ended up passing away because the power went out.
Sad.
So that's what they were striking about yesterday. So yesterday, the whole day, dog.
So
like
why
three,
doesn't the hospital have a UPS though?
Till like three, the UPS failed. That was the problem. So the UPS was there, but then it just failed. The
machines, if it's a breathing machine, it has to be on all the time.
But it's corruption. It's coming back to corruption.
Yeah. So then.
Because there should be enough UPS for.
So yesterday. Electricity the whole day, but people are striking, so no one's at home to use the electricity. People are striking, they've blocked the entrances.
There's one guy at home with all the lights on.
They're burning shit.
Obviously,
yeah,
if this happened in 1986 or something, you wouldn't have. You kind of. Now it's phones. When I had that power failure, where I was with load shedding in my city. The one thing you don't realize is that shit, you can't charge your phone.
Yes, but it's amazing
though.
Thinking
about it, like it's plugged in.
You've kind of become, I wouldn't say immune to it, but it's like a thing. Like if you get up and you try and put on the lights and it doesn't work, you like look out the window and you check the neighbors at dark. You're like, ah.
Logic.
Okay. Yeah. And then you do like what if you normally do, light a candle. I don't know what you do.
So, yeah. I've sat in the dark and just breathed.
I've done that for long. Yeah.
Meditated.
Light a candle and watch the candles.
You can't even watch porn. You got to think of good stuff. You
watch candle porn. Yeah, the candle just jumps up and down the whole time.
Like an hour. I love the way you bounce.
So now what happened? Riker Park is on the news.
Electricity the whole day. People are striking. Yeah, Westbury striking.
What is that for? For the shooting?
A mother and a child got shot, yeah.
Why are they striking if the child... They should go to the people's house that shot the... I read that in the news. It was the lady died and the daughter got shot as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
But why are you striking for that? Okay, yeah, maybe because the police safety, presence, man. Whatever.
No police presence in the community.
But they know who shot them.
Chief, everybody knows. It's a small community. You have to know how... You know how these things roll. So, right. Yesterday, electricity the whole day. People are striking and everything. Cool. This morning, 4 o'clock, electricity off again. So I left home.
Let's watch this jacket for.
No wonder you were on time.
There's no electricity there.
Who was waiting till 4 to like...
No, but that's the weird thing. They started yesterday morning at 3 striking, blocking the roads and shit.
That's why you'll never see a strike.
Yeah, 3 a.m.
What type of strike is that?
That's when you come home from the door. Like, look, guys, let's strike.
They were striking for 12 hours.
When the tavern closes, you start striking.
Bring that beer bottle. Don't throw it, not yet. Come, you early.
Get some paraffin going.
It's been hectic.
It takes long. So you gotta prepare the things and light the little rag at the top.
Yes,
it's a military operation.
I've seen. Yeah, I was staying at a friend once, and they were striking, but the strike. The main guy stayed in their complex, so they had the original conglomerate started there, but like dudes had like tires and petrol and like. All like the starting parts.
The starting pack.
It's like they were like trying to like make their things.
Strike starter
like,
pack.
Come and take this tire, that brick, that bottle, and then we're going to put a
combination.
Then all on YouTube checking out stuff.
Googling chocolate.com.
Was he clever? Did he like sell little combo deals? Like,
no, there's someone selling stuff. There's someone selling
bricks and
stuff.
A tire, 20% off or something.
He's a guy, because there's a guy with the 5 liters. He's a guy. Like everybody's doing something.
Everybody brought something.
Going to get petrol.
Really brings the community together.
It is quite it's a team building exercise, but at the same
literally
time, though,
team building.
I don't understand.
I think the world's going mad.
All those bricks are going to build a lot.
So, Cornelius, you got. You're from Durban.
Yes.
And you listen to podcast and you're here today.
Yes,
I am. So thank you. And you know Rabin's on the show.
Where in Durban are you from?
He's from Durban.
Kloofside.
Oh, Kloof. That's
actually
a bit of a
Kloof. I'm trying to educate this people.
Kloof. But nobody. People from Durban don't like if you say Kloof, though. No. You have to say Kloof.
They also don't say Vyabank. They say Y-Bank.
So what is Vyabank?
Nobody says Vyabank.
That's a Dodge area.
This is.
Yeah.
What happens there?
Jay, like, can you call?
There's a rubbish dump.
Rabin, please.
There's blazing. They have a rubbish dump. Oh shit! They're dangerous, son.
Famous
they got
for that.
Waste.
Has to be.
Huh?
Famous for that. We went. We did comedy once in a dodgy place, and the only place where we could buy things that we needed to smoke was at the rubbish dump. But you go in and you have to ask for George. It's one of those dodgy things that you spoke about last week.
And then
when George. We were at coffee.
Yes.
And you go into the rubbish dump. Now you're like, well, now we were in a rubbish dump. And then,
exactly.
And then George you ask for George, and everyone, the guys are so sick of like people giving George there. Business.
Yeah.
So they looks at me like this. No, there's no George here. We're like, no, but George is here with the stuff. We'd like some stuff. But now you've got to drive further into the rubbish dump. Now you're driving past the smelly pot, which is the organic stuff. Then you're going past the plastic recycling oaks. And then George is in his little windy house there.
Yeah, George is
operating,
plumbing.
Bro.
George is just rolling for the people that
I'm
don't want to
I'm not saying
roll
his name was George, but that's where it was a comedy.
Do you think George is still open?
Four comedians in a car in a rubbish dump. And we're like, this is how we're going to die. This is in the news. Like, four comedians die in a rubbish dump. And then they can dump us there. They won't find us there.
But it's weird because yesterday on the news I read there was a car guard in Cape Town that was arrested with 95,000 rand on him, right? And you.
That's lucrative.
How many cars did this bro guy?
Yes,
but that is weird. The cop going, wow, you must be really doing well. And then the next guy, please.
It's also. But he's a well known car guard. That's what they said in the news. And he was. They saw him like talking to a driver and then leaning in the window and there's like a little exchange. Mm. And then they were like, nah, let's pounce. And then they pounced on him. Then he had 95 grand on him. He had cocaine. He had licenses.
Have you ever carried 3,000 rand on you in your wallet? It feels like a lot.
After Goliath Club, you carry.
That's Rabin. When
by the way,
listen,
hello,
I grew
Rabin.
Up, oh, hi.
You finished doing your
voice.
Proposal.
Yes, I had to finish reading my proposal. So I grew up, my folks had businesses. So we had
a little fruit and veg store and a little supermarket and stuff. And
so you're Portuguese Indian.
Yeah, Portuguese Indian. Because my mom used to get upset when they'd be like, you know, Nando's would come with a peri peri sauce and stuff. Just like, you know, we invented that thing.
Ah.
So she'd be upset when people use anything else with a spice that they call it themselves. Like if anybody else that wasn't Indian that put spice on their food, then she was like, this is some sort of misappropriation.
Get the legal, get the legal team.
So we had a bank that was just around the corner.
Did any of them become lawyers?
No, my wife's a lawyer.
You see.
Ah.
There we go.
So it turns out Gable's...
How does that thing move? What is it doing?
It turns out there were cables stolen.
Does it go to whoever's talking the loudest?
I think so, yeah. So if
I'm talking.
No, wait. I'm talking now. So what's happening is they're focusing on... Ah, there we go. See? Comes back to me because I have the most to say. And then when
that's
I stop...
Das ist gut.
That's very scary.
You know, it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, no need to say it. Yeah. Was me.
Guys, I know it smells like weed in here,
but I'm I was halfway through my story.
Okay, go.
Sorry. Okay, so continue. You said if you ever carried money on you. So obviously having grown up in a, when we had businesses and stuff, often my folks would just be like, hey, man, the tills are full. Do the thing. Count it up. And they're like, those days, books had a deposit book. The banks had a deposit book. So you didn't go and fill in a form.
Oh, yeah.
You had a book that was printed. It was like a reverse checkbook. So it had all the information on it. So when you got to the teller, you tore off a thing, filled in the amount.
That's
and,
the cents.
And
you had to break up the 50 cents into bags of 20s.
Correct. So how many coins you had, how many notes you had, all that stuff. But then you do that. So I'd walk around with gang of money. Like just around the corner in Indonesia in the 80s.
Jeez.
How much money did you have on you?
Oh, the most I took once was like... 64,000 rand, maybe.
So now, look, let's talk about that. That car guard had 90,000 rand on him, and that's, a lot of it would be in tens and twenties.
But
that's
also stupid, though. Like, if he's running the streets and he's selling, I don't know, cocaine or whatever.
Because you can't get a bank account because he can't have FICA because he doesn't have a home or residence because he can't have proof of purchasing.
He doesn't have anybody to trust with his 90 grand.
Except
he's got all his drugs on him.
But there are the
now he's the only car guard with the satchel.
What, the dark internet kind of bankers that will do it.
Car guard with the satchel.
No, he's just like
so the dark. Well, tell me about dark internet banks.
Dark web.
Well, they'll look after your money for you, but you just have to go find it. You have to go to the rubbish dump. Ask for George.
So a car guard's got to go high. Link. So a car guard's going to go high. My Swiss bank account number is 74837.
Yeah.
So he's got a good.
I went to Cape Town and I said, why don't you guys have Zapper or SnapScan on your vest so that I can give you 10 bucks? Because it's easier.
Yeah.
And they've got it now. The guy came to me, the SnapScan didn't work.
But okay, so if you
I don't have any money in my credit card.
That is just PBM.
No, that's what you do.
That is just PBM.
You do the SnapScan.
Hi, how are you?
Just the QR code.
Car got hard today, man.
So you do the SnapScan, you know, do the SnapScan QR code.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's for, what it's
from.
Where
does the money go?
So you make that SnapScan code for yourself or for a charity. So when people just go zap SnapScan, it is like Car Guard, Charity of Angels, or whatever. You know, it's like,
fire.
And then
he never gets that money.
He gets a piece of it.
When he goes in for a meal, they'll have a hot meal for him. Because
he's our biggest benefactor.
I think you're onto something.
It's like ad hoc. He must just have it. No, he should do. He should just have an ad hoc thing. Then has a thing and then goes snap, snap.
Ad hoc
for
Car
Guard.
He can go get a meal there because he's got an account.
This is who you got to blame for Car Guards. If you have a problem with Car Guards, I don't have a problem with Car Guards. I have a problem with Car Guards that are already in the mall. In the basement parking,
yes.
That I'm paying 10 grand an hour for.
I was going to say 10 grand.
Ten grand an hour.
That's why you had 90 grand. You parked
you
there 10 5 times.
9 times.
You know, he parked 9.5 times.
Then the one time he was there for 15 minutes, and he's like, "I'll pause anything," and then you give him 8 grand. You're like, "Just leave me alone."
So he.
No, that is true because you paid in the machine, and then he's also there.
But
what does that do? Because that machine is, I understand, and I worked in retail architecture for many years. At some point of the year, the parking, the money that shopping centers make from parking is potentially the biggest
or
the second biggest tenant
in
terms of a turnover rental.
Yes.
So malls, who I can't name the names or whatever, would make 35 to 45,000 rand a day on parking. No tenant pays that. City. There's no Edgar's pays that amount. No Woolies pays that amount. 35 grand a day is park. Shopping centers should just be parking lots. Basically, if you don't need a parking, you don't need to buy anything.
That's what this podcast is about.
Yes.
Not gay.
We do. This podcast does a lot of work in the communities and no one cares, Ruby.
Yes.
No. Social justice.
We've got people getting shot in the streets of Reicha Park and you worried about parking.
Who got shot?
Westbury.
I didn't get shot.
Westbury.
But the 90 grand. So you don't replace the car guard though.
Yes.
It's the car washer.
The whole car. Hey, man, these guys just want to wash your car wherever you park.
And I'm like, I know this thing's going to scratch my car. You don't come with a bucket of water. And you've got a spray can. It could be Brute. You know, like Brute deodorant? Yeah. It could be a shitty thing.
Can you smell Brute deodorant in the studio?
He's going to wash your whole car with window lean.
I smell something in the studio, but it's like, I don't know, maybe they
had a... It's not Brute.
It's Mary J.
It's brutal. That's what it is.
So now, Rubin, the reason why we got you on here.
Okay, before you carry on, that
Robin
was,
just told me.
Rob's on the
phone. Rob, yeah, Rob Ransom from Amsterdam. He said he's getting lit and later we get our dicks wet. I don't know what it means, but thanks, Rob. You are a champion.
Getting lit and later we're getting our dicks
wet. And the weird thing is, it looks like he's at work. So this dude is listening to the podcast where he works and he's smoking weed.
He could be at home.
He must be in IT.
He's working from home.
So speaking of work, is the WhatsApp line running?
Who?
Yes.
Yes. Can you send us a WhatsApp?
Because mine's not going through.
Carvin just sent you a WhatsApp.
You sent a WhatsApp now to the studio from the studio.
Carvin just told me he's in Joburg and he should have messaged me earlier. He's like, I'm 30 minutes away. Now he's far.
He's further away from the podcast than he was when he's messaged.
No, then there's time left.
No, it's not fun if Carvin's not here without Adrian.
It's not fun. Oh, never mind. It's never fun.
Am I missing something?
Well,
the
Comics Choice Awards happened.
Yeah.
Carvin got Comics of the Year. Yeah. And he said, thank you so much for everyone for trusting what I do. But I just don't appreciate the process. Something's wrong with the process. Having comedians vote for each other.
I remember that.
I gave the example of, if you wanted to find out who the best armed forces were, and you took the Navy, the Army, and the Marines, and the Air Force. The Air Force would vote for the Air Force.
Yeah.
We're the best. So each comic is saying, I'm the best. They start little cartels and they're the best. So it's never really an indication of what's happening in the industry. But the night is good, and for young comics, I think it's great.
I'll put that good in inverted commas.
The night is a fun night.
What a party was it? People were trying to get arrested last year. It was like craziness. Cops.
I think for me.
I don't want to say those stories. Where was this?
Clarence.
That's why you're here.
Where?
Comics Choice.
Comics Choice 2016.
Comics were trying to get arrested.
No, man, 2017, not 2016.
2017.
I was just going to say, 2016 I was there and 2017.
Who got arrested?
No, 2016 I wasn't there.
I'm not saying.
You can. No one listens to you. You're our listener. He's the only man who listens.
Cornelius, promise not to tell anyone who got arrested.
No one got arrested. I don't think anyone got arrested.
Tell us more.
Because when the cops... But he doesn't need a party.
He's a party. Tell us.
I read in the news Torres Mo pulled a gun on someone at an ATM.
Oh, okay. I remember that. Yeah, that was the thing.
That was a deep story, though. That person...
was a super duper work for the United Nations or something.
Yes, and it's like one of the.
The K word in there?
No, cash.
This guy was in South Africa to do like.
Hold on.
Like racial. So he's like a racial guy from there. So he's here to. No, like just like for black
racial
empowerment.
Okay.
So he's that guy. So, and he's like a descendant of like one of the like Martin Luther King. Sure. He's like a proper person of the movement.
And his biggest mistake was bumping into Tolles Mo.
He just walked past him and Tolles had an issue. Like he said, he called me the K word, but I would never do that.
Yeah,
the guy would never do that. And then he pulled out his gun and then
Tolles like sugar.
I also
bang.
Find if someone's sugar got a gun, I stop saying the K word completely. As soon as the gun is amazing. I'm like, I'll stop saying that word now. That was not my intention.
I had this idea for many years, and I spoke to Kahis Ladikha about it. I spoke to David Kibuka about it, and I think it's a good idea. And now that we have a brother of no color here.
No, Cornelius is...
Oh, too, you also. Hey. Oh, and Eric, kind
hey.
Of.
Hey.
You know, September, it's September
just me
is...
Wrestling. It's just me and Rich.
September is albino month.
You guys are assholes.
Yeah, pale is a color.
Okay.
So, is for... For white people, post 94 is we have a website.
As a conglomerate,
if you're born in 1977 and you were given, or you're born black people and white people and black people and Indian people,
division days.
But this is not for them. This is for white people to go to a website, fill out a questionnaire. That where you kind of go, you admit to things or you don't admit to things, or you agree that you benefited or you don't agree that you benefited.
Racistcity.com.
And it gives you a score.
It gives you a score, but also you can always improve on the score, so you can keep going back and improving the score.
Emails the
but once you
police.
Get yes,
like
but once you
vitality
get the score,
age.
Yes. No, vitality apartheid. Yeah. So once you get the score, you get given a card that you can print or a laminated card. like an anti-race card or whatever, they go like, hey man, understand that I've done all these things, yes. There's injustice, people have benefited, blah blah blah, I'm with you, I'll never use these words, I'll never use
access
those
all
words
areas.
Access all areas, exactly.
So like, are there like there's activities you can do to up your rating? So like for
correct.
example, if it's too low you can go and like,
no, but the activities
the
will be
homeless
simple
person.
No, the activities will be this. I had a great idea.
A white homeless
if you're
person.
No if you're a 42 year old white male, if you're
Cornelius
40, yeah, there we go. So Cornelius, you're 42, yes, a white male, you're married, you have a kid, and you live in Randburg, okay, wherever, okay?
Randburg. How many kids you got?
Then this is what you got to do to get better score rating and get better stuff is you got to interact with another 42-year-old person of non-white color, a non-white person that has a wife and a kid.
Color. So that's
and you
not,
have to tell. No, no, no,
Tinder
no. Listen,
now.
No. I'm not saying you got to be friends. I'm not saying you got to be friends. I'm saying
Facebook and Tinder now.
Listen, I'm not saying you got to be friends.
I don't like this black guy. I want this guy.
I don't want them to be friends.
Swipe right of your beard.
Swipe right, swipe left, swipe left.
Swipe left for DA left.
Go swipe up for Cassandra.
Just normal. just stay neutral.
Stay neutral. But this is what you're going to do. And then you have... but you don't want them to be friends. Yeah. You just want them to tell
interact
each other stories.
Here's what happened.
So 42-year-old black guy says, I was born in 1977 at Laratong Hospital. And we did this. And when I went to school, this is what I did. And when I went to school, that's what I did. And the white girl was like, oh, that's nice. I was born at the Netcare. And then I never had to see a doctor until I was 16. And that's because I had a bedwetting problem. You know, then those are two completely different stories.
Exactly.
And then after that, they go.
In a sense, that is happening. Those conversations are happening on podcasts. They're happening in Truth and Reconciliation Commission was meant to be like that.
Yes, but the Truth and Reconciliation
Commission too high up. It wasn't for the common man.
No, the common man could go there, but eventually everybody knew that I'm on a pass here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a pass. But this is not saying you're going to get a free pass.
A privilege, a PP.
A privilege pass. Yeah.
But Rubin, you've said it now on a podcast. That's too good. That is something government, APSA, banking, something should be involved in this. This is big.
Just because
you should do it, started for fun as an app. But I mean,
and then also because if it happened to that guy, so that Adam guy, then he was like, but I did the thing. Then we must like, well, then guess what? Now your sentence is worse. That doesn't make it right.
No,
that means you actually
right. you didn't learn from doing it.
Oh. You signed a document in triplicate. You did a thing. You signed a thing. They post you a brown envelope that had a government logo on it, and then you still did that thing.
How old are you now?
Actually, ain't like footsack.
Are you 40 yet?
I'm 42.
So that's why you speak. So have you met?
So, but Rabin, there is a
get closer.
There's a guy, Boa Bosch.
I know Bo Bush.
Yeah, so he's done some of those sort of things already. Sat across the table from a random person that similar age to him, invites him into the studio the next day, say, listen, we want to talk about this and this and this, open conversation, and then it's on YouTube.
Is that podcasty type vibes as well? He's a singer also, isn't he, as well?
Yeah,
he's
well,
a comedian,
you know,
actor.
So the end product is what? Integration?
No, the end product is...
It's just a self-awareness.
No, is not being ignorant. Is so that people just don't know. Because a lot of time people go, oh, you know, they always do that. Mm. You know, they don't mind eating off a plastic fork.
Yes.
Like, but you've never asked them if they mind eating from the plastic fork.
Prisoners.
Because the plastic fork always kind of went there. And the other forks always went there. And the other things went this.
Yeah.
People always.
Here's the thing. When I was cool, I thought I had a cool flat. So I bought enamel coffee mugs.
Yes.
And enamel bowls and plates. And when I got home, like I had the other plates there, and then my domestic worker was eating and drinking her tea out of the enamel cups. And I was like,
that's what
and I felt
display.
No, not for my display. These are cool cups. We're all drinking out of them. It's cool.
Yes.
But her natural way was, this is obviously for the maid. This is what you. And
yes.
I was like, no, these are cool.
Because
no,
these
like
things
everyone
are
drinks out of them.
Sure,
because I had a conversation with someone. They were like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry. You'll get another domestic worker.
Someone did that.
I was like, yeah,
way.
But I feel bad for the one that's not working, that doesn't have a job. And they were like, no. They happier doing these things.
Oh.
This is what happens.
Then I was like, hey man,
I was
no
in Durban.
One's happier doing that.
What were you doing in Durban?
I was in Durban at this very cool spot called the I don't want to mention it because it's so dope. I don't want people to all come
to know
there,
about
it.
That's smart. That's
go,
almost
so
like your idea.
So everybody go to So Dope Coffee Club.
Yeah. But they serve in the enamel things, yes. Right? So I was chilling on the beach. So I left them on the table and I took a photo after the breakfast.
Yes.
And then I posted on Instagram. And then some lady said, it's cute how fashionable the apartheid crockery has become.
Yes.
A real glow up.
There you go.
That's like, yo, it's just breakfast.
It's just a nice 1994, babe.
It's just breakfast.
It's just the most important
and
meal.
And for me,
the
I
day
never
day.
Even thought about that. I never thought. I just saw it.
Such
was,
a glow
it
up.
Was red, and then it had a, the black rim, and then the white on the inside. It just looked like it in my kitchen.
It's
so
nice.
I bought six
nice.
Of them, hung them there. Yeah. And then I could see that she was drinking out of it. I'm like, I said to her, these are cool. These are fun. There's no Burns cup for you. There's no cup for me.
Yes, it's just cups.
Yeah, it's just cups. And
that's it. I mean, why can't we all just be cups? Hey, why is
a B cup not good?
A D cup better.
A D cup too much. D cup.
All my cups are D cups.
That's
got a Dave.
Dave.
Rishi, any gigs you've been doing? Because you are. We got Rabin here.
Yeah.
Cornelius is here. He's almost. It's so lucky to have almost like an umpire.
Yeah. Because
he can stop and say, actually, guys, in episode 3,
you guys said things. So if you don't want to comply by that rule where you have to interact with people, then you just have to pay extra wherever you go. So
well,
like when you go to
Spur,
you
tax.
Pay 45% more. Oh.
But then that's going to happen. Then they're just going to create a thing where there's going to be that Spur chips with those people. They don't mind spending more money.
No, then you just have a separate section in the
yeah,
smoking section, kids area.
Switch,
or,
in those
or the other option I had was we just go to a thing where...
You thought about this too much.
It's a plan, Moss.
It's a thing. Is where I go. Because I was explaining to Nastasha, oh, we used to go to Small Street Mall in the 90s and watch movies at Kinney Center.
Yeah, and buy starter jackets.
And buy jackets at Small Street Mall and do stuff. And she was like, oh, cool. And I was like, yeah, but we couldn't go. We could only go to the Wimpy in the Carlton Center. And she's like, what do you mean you couldn't go to the Wimpy?
It was a European violent Carlton Center.
No, I was like, there was a sticker on the Wimpy. And if this, there was a sticker at the door that had the little brown and black family sitting on it, in the sticker, you know, like a male and female toilet? Was like a family.
Wow. Like those little families they put in the back of the car.
Yes, like that. Sticker.
Those
are white families. If there was a black and brown family sitting on a sticker at the bottom of the door of the Wimpy or the Pizza Hut, you could go to those ones.
Wow.
And this is me knowing all you bras, knowing Cornelius, knowing everyone. Yeah. These things happened in my life. And my wife was like, what do you mean? I was like, yes, there was a sticker for certain Wimpies. Mm. So there were two Wimpies within walking distance of each other. Or, you know, that one had a sticker and one didn't have a sticker.
Like the
and then we
it's
could only go
sand.
To the one with
like
the sticker.
Like the peach, the sand was brown.
So how old's your wife?
My wife's 36 or 37.
But as you say,
she missed it by like...
It's got to up your index.
She just missed it.
I wouldn't say it's ignorance. It's just you didn't know. So it's even a ignorance plus.
Yes, because ignorance is
no
not...
No one ever... You never
knowing
thought
not
about
knowing.
It.
Yes, because ignorance is not a bad... Ignorance is like if you do a stupid thing and you know you shouldn't
and
have.
And you know you shouldn't have.
But
you can't
also,
have known.
Yes, you ignored it. You ignored
what is that,
it.
Is that a saying?
Ignorance.
What is, how does the saying go?
Ignorance is bliss.
But it is,
it's also nice
ice
cream.
It helps.
That's a very good point.
Because if you choose
nice
not to pay attention to things,
if you ignore
Adam, for example, you can
you
be like, ah, this shit doesn't exist in my world.
My kid was listening to the news this morning on the radio, and the news this morning was horrible because they were the shooting of the thing, the girl,
the
dress
on the radio. So he's looking out the window. He says, "Dad, please put it off." And I said to him, it's beautiful, but I said to him, Brew, you've got to understand what's going on. So if you don't mind, listen to this, but I get what you're saying.
He's going to school, bro.
Yeah,
he's listening to the podcast now. Great, turn this shit off. I don't want my friends to know that I know
but,
this
but
guy.
That is a weird energy for going to school, bro. You can't
wasn't it? I realized it as well. And he said, Dad, I don't want to hear this. How can they shoot a lady? How can they drug a kid? And he's asking me this. He's 9 years old. And I said, Brew, please understand, the world is crazy. So we look after you for a reason. That's why you got to listen. But it was horrible for me to hear. Yeah. The big thing that you spoke about now was I met at a golf, one of these golf tournament things that we do. So the guy that I played with was born in 1969, black guy. And we started chatting. And we were...
You're
we
also 1969.
69.
Yeah.
So now think about that. That's we lived in apartheid, 69 to...
Like yes. You're exactly half and half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about our lives. And it was just crazy. For me, just walking up and down the greens. Now, he's not a caddy, which I maybe understand that guy's now 49 years old. He wouldn't be a caddy. This is a businessman.
Woodstock.
2069. We started to
watch Woodstock,
David.
Baby.
Woodstock, it was incredible. That was what you're
the
talking
summer
about.
Summer of love.
You've got to talk about
mostly
those things.
White people.
summer of going to work.
Whenever he makes love, he smells tear gas.
The summer of 6Ks to work. I remember those days.
They stroll. They could stroll without being stopped.
Yeah. Now, Rabin, the reason why we've got you here, okay, besides Cornelius being the ref, last week the ref was sitting here.
Simi.
No.
Oh. Simi's a ref.
That's
terrible.
That's incredible.
So, it was Prince. Because his chair wouldn't go down, so he looked like a
Prince
umpire.
Sitting over there.
Was he wearing stripes?
No, man, Prince was sitting this side.
Yes,
no,
right
Prince
here.
Was sitting there. Sitting
so anyway,
did he also disqualify Serenia? Or?
No, he disqualified...
Alfred, hey, disqualified him ugly.
So hang on. So as ref, Your plans for the weekend? Do you come here to see comedy? Are you going to go to Goliath? Are you going to go to Parker's?
No, both my brothers have a birthday party on Saturday.
So they're twins.
No, the one is turning 30, the one is turning 40.
I have that thing with other white friends of mine. That's because they think that we do rock and roll things. I have a white friend of mine, and he was like, oh no, it's my daughter's birthday this weekend. So I go, cool.
Super sweet.
Oh, which Saturday and Sunday? Because I knew he had daughters from like different people and all that things.
Daughters from different people.
Yes, but he was like, no. They said they're having a joint party because they. I said, oh, cool. He was like, yeah, they both ate. So he had two daughters from two different women at the same time.
And
he's married to the one now, and the other one is chilled and cool with it. But his daughters.
But you can only ever be chilled and cool with anything, though. Like.
But that's also weird. Yeah, he went through that pregnancy, and she kept saying, "Why are you so tense? Don't be so tense. It's fine. The pregnancy's going well." He's like, "Yeah, no, I just got to make a phone call quickly." Running two rooms at the same time, and then he has to act concerned about the other one. He's like, "Sorry,
yeah,
Sharon.
I think if you just my name's not like Sharon. The
same
thing. I was not child Samantha to avoid confusion.
I was talking to the baby.
I'm the guy that would be like, I just hope one is brunette and looks a little bit different. Because now if they're both blonde, blue-eyed, and kind of look like
they're
twins, then I'm
like twins.
Then like you gotta tell people they're twins.
But it's weird that you're like having a kid. Like that's your big day. Like for the doctor, it's a normal Thursday. Yeah.
For him, it was
a
big day.
One on Thursday.
Thursday
number four.
That's
for that guy, it was a big day because he had to be at the Mopark Hospital and he also had to be at the Nelspruit Hospital.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get cigarettes. And he comes back with the mask on and gloves. Where were you?
I had to make cigarettes. I'm sorry.
But like it's weird because like for me, when my son was born, I was sitting in the theater like so waiting for the doctor to come through.
Damn, you weren't even there.
So he comes walking in, he says, my light just came on. So I'm thinking it's like this fancy thing where he's sitting in a back room like backstage in a green room,
stretching,
waiting for his light to come on. So I'm like, she's got a light. And I'm talking to like the neurologist. He's like, yeah, bro, I think it's my radiator.
That's how he rolls.
You're worried about an oil check.
He's actually got the dipstick in your wife. Baby's already.
I came with my wife.
And your son was born with his one eye like this.
Bruh. Like I'm listening to this like, yo, my light just came on. Because like, he comes buzzing out the door. I'm like, oh,
I was
shit,
born on Christmas Day, the day after Christmas.
Boxing Day, we call it
in South Africa.
That's for unboxing. Why do they call it Boxing Day?
Test match.
I know why they call it Boxing Day.
Take your things back to the store, bro.
No, man.
You're wrong. Well, you're wrong.
So
Rabin's here.
I'm
wrong. There's only one guy smarter than Ryan Hadouth. Rabin Hadouth.
There's only one guy smarter than Rabin.
Ryan.
Alfred.
Okay, go.
Is that historically in the UK, all the food that they had left over, they put it in boxes and give it to charity.
There you go.
So it was Boxing Day.
In a cake box.
In a cake box or
it wasn't Tupperware, so it should be Tupperware Day.
In South Africa, it could be Foil Day. It could be Wax Wrap Day.
Yeah.
It could be Checkers Packet Day.
All I know is I've got a little bit of a hangover from Christmas, which I continue onto my birthday.
Yes, I was there.
I know. It got hairy.
That is so great.
So anyway, on Boxing Day, so my dad was like, when's the baby coming out? She goes, not now. Let's not do it on Christmas. We'll wait. So he fucks off to play golf.
Yeah.
So that's where he was. And there's no cell phone. So eventually they phoned the golf club.
No wonder you do so many golf days.
The caddy has to run and find my dad.
Find my dad.
And then he's like, you're having a child. He's like, cool, man. I'll be there now.
I've got to finish the last hole.
Just three more holes. Finish the hole. My dad finished the thing.
And then I'm going to finish playing golf.
Then I'm going to shower.
What?
So you didn't want to.
Maybe get your meal.
Rock Shandy.
Yeah.
Didn't want you to be born on Christmas Day. They didn't want the rain on Jesus.
No.
I had
a weird story. The Christmas party was a mess because they're all like, you know, we catered and now you didn't come. Have some asparagus.
Wow. So, that
so she was just being nice for Christmas Day to invite to the club. She sat there. She sat there like this.
So she held you in like a fart.
Like a fart.
Yeah. And then now we.
It's quarter to 12.
It's becoming a bit much. I just don't hold.
I had a crazy story with my wife. My wife gave birth to Monroe. So she wakes up in the morning and she goes, hey man, I've been to the toilet a lot this morning. I don't know if I'm like incontinent or something. I was like, no, you know. Then she checks. So I was like, actually, I think my water broke. So I was like, oh well. So I Google quickly from the time water. Yes, yeah, so I Google quickly from the time water.
My dad didn't
breaks.
Have that privilege. Google. Yeah. he Googled a 9-9.
Also, he asked the caddy. The caddy's name was Google Sabinia.
Wow.
So I Google, what time from water breaking to giving birth. Then it says like 6 hours before he turns infection. So I go, okay, 6 hours. I go, do you want to have some breakfast first before we go? So she goes, okay, cool. So I fry some eggs. We have some bacon. And I go, so this will be the last meal we're having without a kid.
As a couple.
As just a couple. And so she Jesus goes, whipped. So she goes, okay. And her uterus. So she goes, okay.
Her uterus went.
So we sit down. We have a little coffee and our egg and our thing. And I go,
were
cool.
Using for us
so the bag ready? Because the bag was ready because we thought it was going to happen on Tuesday. Wow. So the bag is there. We jump in the car. We drive. Now there's a little bit of traffic getting around to Bryanston because that's where the doctor is that we're going to go see.
Bryanston.
So we get there. As we pull off, she goes, I need to go to the bathroom again. And I go, yeah, I'm still a little bit peckish because we just had one egg. So we stop at the KFC drive-thru. On Bryanston in Sloan. We go in. She goes upstairs to use the toilet. I'm like, one Zinger Burger, please, and an extra packet of chips. So she jumps in the car. Now we're going, I chow my Zinger Burger. She still chows the chips. We get to the doctor. The doctor's like, okay, cool. We'll do the thing. Do the stuff. You're cool.
Have you had anything to eat?
So she goes, yes, actually, I have. And she goes, okay, cool. Actually. Well, don't worry. So by the time we got to the hospital, I was holding a baby in like an hour and a half. Because we thought we could have a natural birth, and then it didn't. Then I was in. You think about things that make you cry, like money and stuff. Like you can lose sponsorships, whatever. Yeah, you go to hospital, you don't
You're
make
talking
you
about
cry.
What happened now?
I was talking about what happened last week. Yeah. So for people that don't know, I lost a sponsorship for the festival, and then I went into hypertensive, and I was in hospital.
But you didn't actually cry. But you didn't have a baby.
No, I didn't cry. So when the doctor says you can't have the natural birth, you've got to do the thing. I was like, okay, we got to do this thing. Now I'm like, now my wife's in surgery and my kid's there. All of a sudden, I'm going, I never clicked the car seat in, but it's in the boot. So I'd walk out to the car.
It's a cock place to put kids.
Unmoved the, yes. In the
and that's
boot.
A guy from Spring.
So I take the thing out of the box because I'm still in the box. I thought I had time. So I'm clicking this thing. This thing's not clicking. I'm crying my eyes out. My cousin calls me. I phone my cousin. I go, hey, man, can you pick up my mom? She's there. She can come. He's like, Rabin, what's wrong? I was like, the baby and Monroe and the thing and
didn't
the kid.
Didn't have a name yet.
We had the name. Oh. So I was like, the kid, and I just wanted, I don't want anything to go wrong because now I'm putting the seat in. But what if I'm driving home with no people?
Oh my gosh.
So I went completely.
Oh, in case they both die.
Yes. I was like,
so then you got to sell the seats on eBay.
You're
hardly used.
I don't know what I don't know. You know what I do? I'd probably keep the
still
seat
in box in boot.
I'd probably keep the seat for until another eventuality.
And also,
but then you know, yes, you know, have like a shrine. Like I'll just be like, I'd just be sad, and I don't want to be that sad guy because I'm not the sad guy.
So yes,
anyway, it's all good. It was his birthday last week. He turned three. We bought him a puppy.
We've got 10 minutes left of the show. You are doing the. You spoke about sponsorship for that you lost, but it's not when you say lost because you didn't have it.
No, I never
sealed.
Had it, but it
but
was.
You had sent proposals.
I had proposals.
This is one
and
of the
also
things that's interesting.
It was
don't know.
It was guys that I'd worked with last year, and I'd met them earlier this year in like June, and it was really great, and they were very positive, and all the numbers worked for them, and this was going to be a bit of a bigger festival, so they needed to give you a little bit more and all that kind of stuff, and he was like, "Cool, we're having the meeting," but then what things. I like it.
Not while the man is talking, man.
But
damn.
then what happens is also you don't know things like, because obviously the big brewing company in South Africa is owned by an American company, AB InBev and all this stuff. And what happened to the Rand in the last 2 months?
Things, 15.
Crazy stuff happened. And the guy was like, and beer sales, wherever in that region of theirs, he was like, beer sales have dropped. He was like, for the first time in 10 years, they actually consciously needing to make price increases on beers.
Beer sales have dropped.
So they're making, so they needed to, not the profitability of it, but the increasing prices of beer sales. It's for the first time in about 11 years. So at the big marketing meeting and stuff, they're saying all things that are non-essential. It's like we'll pay for an activation at the macro because at that day we could make 60 grand in sales. But he says to print a banner and give money for a PA system to do a thing where at that bar they might sell 3,000 rands worth of that product, or 2,000 rands worth of that product, and they spend that amount of money in activation.
Is that what caused you to get to go to hospital then? I mean, that's stress.
Well, so that was the first thing, and then obviously Comedy Central were great, and they came to me the Thursday night and said, here's the contract, we're happy to go. So Friday morning I needed to rejig all of my proposals. So basically 3 or 4 months of work I had to redo in 6 hours, and I did all of that and sent it off, and I felt a little bit better about myself. And then my cousin that I was speaking to now, he spoke to me about another business proposal because he started.
You seem to only speak to him when you're stressed.
No, I hadn't seen him for a year. Listen to this.
Because so I hadn't seen him for a year.
Listen to this story. This is how bad he was. So I didn't speak to him for a year. I speak to him, but I haven't met him. So we sit down after the meeting. We have a big dinner. Steak, bottles of wine, mezze platter, the whole catastrophe. Yeah. Go home. Nastasha's having KFC. I guess what I'm doing. I'm having another KFC. I have another piece of KFC and chips at like 10:30 at night. I go to bed. I wake up in the morning at like 1:30. I'm like, oh man.
Your kidney and your liver are opposite.
Yes, I feel my pulse in my belly.
That's what Brandy does to me.
Is it?
Belly pulse.
Belly pulse. So I'm doing the Google thing again. I Google WebMD. I'm like,
WebMD will always tell you you've got cancer.
Yeah. No. So what it says
you've got 3 months left.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says you've got
reflux.
Aortic aneurysm. So the blood
check, you're dying.
So yeah. So I'm like,
shit. WebMD, when this comes with a countdown, then you know you've either got good Wi-Fi or you...
Okay, in the morning, I've got to go to the hospital. So I wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock, I go to Natasha. I said, listen, I'm going to the ER. I don't get sick. You've known me all the years. I've never been on antibiotics. I don't do stuff.
You're fat and you're sick.
I'm fat and I'm sick.
Yeah, well, I know you, man.
Okay.
Oh,
you're colloquial on
the pH.
With the pH.
With the pH, yeah.
The fuck out of here, bro.
With the pH.
What's your pH?
I got a PHUCK, my man.
My name's Steven.
Yeah.
So you went to hospital with your
AMD? Went to hospital.
MD right? WebMD?
They were kind of
half filling that survey at the end.
So they go and so the doctor takes my blood pressure. She goes, hey, man, your blood pressure is like, are you hypertensive? Are you on medication for pressure? I'm like, no.
KFC burger.
She's like, no, your pressure is 187 over 140 something. I was like, that sounds a lot. So I Google the blood pressure chart. That's high. The next one is 190. That's where the chart stops. You know, the third one they measure, I'm 202. I'm not even on the chart.
You know what I find with you? You're a renaissance man. A lot of your ideas that you think of, you don't let
really
go.
Old and dying.
You've got to get someone on board. And I know, like your cousin that you speak of, maybe think of getting him or her as a.
Yeah, well, he wants me on board in his business.
You've got to do that. You've got to let go of some stuff. Even the big boys will tell you that. The Bransons, whatever. Like, get the idea out, or else it stays in your head.
Yeah.
So you've got to get someone else. Like, even at Clarence, when we're there for the 3 days, we don't see you because you're running around getting venues, doing things. So you don't actually chill and relax and watch the shows. Although you did eventually. The last two nights,
Friends.
Let's talk about Clarence. We've got 2 minutes left. What are we doing? Who's coming?
Oh, a lot of guys. The two of you. Sorry,
why isn't Eric coming?
I forgot about him.
That's why we invited you, by the way.
Tell us the story. Whatever.
We are doing, by the way, the podcast there on the Thursday, and it'll obviously be pre-recorded.
Right. Oh,
so for
great.
Next Friday, we're doing what we call.
So the Goliaths are coming through.
We got all the comedians there, so we're doing a cluster cast. So. Evans.
You must call it a clusterfuck. No, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like.
No, we're going to control it.
The clusterfuck of comedy.
Warren Robinson's there.
Warren Robinson.
So he's got his podcast, The Greatest Podcast on Earth, whatever it's called. And then Martin Evans is there.
He's
moving. Rants with Pants.
Yeah. And Yassin Barnes is there. He does the Weekly Noise.
So we're
going to
do all the four podcasts together. It's called The Clarence Cluster.
Gilly does like a Jewish podcast with other Jews. You can add a Jewish.
So we're doing that. But we can't only need this one for an hour. So we're going to send this one in and then the other guys can do theirs. But we've got access to the comedians.
You've got access to comedians. You can even do a little bit of live bits. Do interview some of the people that are there. Maybe interview some of the venue owners. Just weird things like that. Just
that
because
sounds very boring.
Just hey man, these people, let me tell you something. Those venue owners in Clarence are
so
one
nice.
Of the most rock and roll
so
people
nice.
You'll ever meet. Mm. You were there telling jokes next to the man's memorial, standing on his gravestone, drinking tequilas.
What
was that?
So at the outside the one pub. Also, the one pub, they've got this. So there's one. They had a regular or the old man.
It was a
place,
tree,
and there was a tree, and it's like. It's William's tree. So they put flowers at the bottom and they've got a plaque and doing stuff. Levinson telling jokes. So the thing with the thing. On the thing with the thing.
On the man's.
On the man's
memorial.
On his memorial stone.
He didn't keep
respectful, Dave.
Yes.
So
respectful. And then you told us.
Went
the joke,
to have a wee.
You told us. You told us a joke about the wagon wheel.
Oh, is it? And I couldn't remember.
It was such
took an hour.
It was a long. It was such a simple joke, but it was so long. You know when guys like Jason Goliath. And all the community.
Possibly been
everybody is quiet and listening, because Dave is doing a set now to comedians, but everybody's sitting around the table quiet and listening for a stupid racist punchline joke about fucking cowboys.
My dad's story. I'm talking 1971 there.
Yeah.
He's playing golf and the caddy pops up some cigarettes out and takes a cigarette and puts the cigarettes back. Now then, let's talk racist cigarette brands.
Okay.
What did black people smoke in the 70s?
They didn't.
No, they did smoke. They wanted aspirational levels of cigarettes. So they would smoke Courtly Satin Leaf, Rothmans, these cigarettes that saw on TV.
My mom smoked Rothmans.
She did.
But she's not that black.
No, but I'm saying this is where the racist incident happened. So now my dad smokes Rothmans.
There it is. Your dad smokes Rothmans.
But now he looks at the caddy. So now 9 holes have gone, and the caddy has a cigarette or two on every 2 holes.
Yeah.
And my dad at the end is like, "Can you stop smoking my fucking cigarettes?" And the caddy goes, "These are mine." And my dad checks his bag, like, "Choose these."
Sorry.
And then they had like a moment where they both lit up a cigarette and just felt like that racist incident nearly got out of hand.
Yeah. I tweeted something yesterday about
international cigarettes.
They sponsored the Durban July at some point.
They used to.
It was called the Rothmans
July.
So that's it. So yesterday at the state capture,
the Rothmans Cup,
they had a guy who was a mystery witness. He was coming to the state capture.
In Cape Town, it's called Rothmans.
So at the state capture hearings yesterday, they had someone who was coming in as a mystery witness. So this is my tune. It was like, the idea of a mystery witness at state capture hearings intrigues me. I wonder if you can study or learn to do that as a job. What do you do, Mr. Hadith? I'm a mystery witness. Wow, that sounds interesting. Where do you work? Puffing on a cigarette. I cannot say.
That's exactly it.
Eric, so we are going to Clarence. Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
How many other comedians? The Goliath, you said.
So my story is just going to go unheard. Is that what we're saying?
Well, yeah,
the story off. The story I forgot. I messaged him like in January. Yo, like, man, are you keen to do Clarence this year? These are the dates. He's like, yeah, sure, put me down. And then the WhatsApp, there's no WhatsApps for months.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I messaged you since then.
You messaged me, but just for other random
stuff. Yeah, it was like random stuff. Yeah.
Hello, how's it? Then.
And also asking him about the festival, because I had my phone stolen, so I can't even go back and show you.
You know, Eric, I said, Eric, why didn't you just come
anyway? You got your phone stolen. That's the time I sent you the contract, and you never signed it.
Lies.
So now,
when did you send the contract?
That time of the
story. Wait a minute, there's contracts.
It was the pro. Man, I'm trying to get myself.
So let him come. So Eric, you can come as the traveling open spot.
I said to Eric, do you want to Dunlop it?
No.
Like, you just pull in.
So what I said he can do is, maybe I can put him on gigs and stuff, but then he can also help me, like run doors and.
Why don't you do that?
So he was like, "No, I don't want to come to Clarence to be a doorman."
I'm a doorman here. Doorman there.
But then you can be the traveling doorman.
Man, that's whack.
Or Norman.
Rabin had a heart attack. And you're not going to help him.
He'll be fine, man. He'll be solid. This guy, Clarence.
I'll be the other memorial next year when there's a tree and telling a joke on his Rabin's tree.
Wow. No, guys, don't say that. Don't say that. Dutch wood.
I don't put that thing
what
into
the tree. What tree would you like?
Thorn tree.
I know what I want. I want a statue in the park.
Yeah.
But then, you know, to make it difficult for people. Because I had this thing once. So, because you must deal with the municipality of arts and culture in the Free State.
To get the statue.
But then, you know what must happen? People must sign petitions. Then all the comedians must go and toy and do all that shit that they need to do so that I can get a stupid...
I'll do it.
You know, small, like
I would do it. But you know what I must do? I must make it written down. Like, it must be in my will. It must be like, these people must do these things.
Do it.
And you must be riding a squirrel or something. Life size.
You must just be standing on a squirrel, just like squirrel holding your leg.
You can't get to the because I'll shit on that statue. I'll pee on it.
Wow.
Like what if it's a urinal?
That would be blazing.
If it's a urinal,
no,
with
but that's
my
disgusting.
Face.
In the middle of the park, just a random. Yeah.
No
way.
With your face like this.
Your face looking down.
No, it wasn't urinal. Don't urinal into my face. The urinal in the face would be on top.
I want to look at you.
How to look at you at your most vulnerable.
It must swivel.
It must have
a motion sensor. So every time you start being it, like, just turns and then looks.
Rubin, you're an ideas man.
How about just a big jar with formaldehyde and then just put your body in there?
And just sit on it.
That's it. Preserved forever.
Preserved forever.
But we must put handcuffs on you so it looks like you were escaping.
Oh, yes. They take this.
Like Houdini.
Yes, yes.
That's very Futurama. It's a thing now.
That's enough for now.
No, people normally do coffins. Have you seen that? Have you seen the posing of the bodies?
People want to do. They want to sit in a car and blow it
down. They pose a body, so you're chilling there with your hip hop clothes and your hat on, and like at the funeral.
Imagine
just
that.
Sitting on
your
car.
Please don't put me. Please don't put me in my hip hop clothes.
Eyes
up. You got the hip hop clothes.
I want my funeral to be sponsored by Adidas. I want a drum kit.
When an influencer dies.
So this is also my scary thing. When I arrived, Cornelius is in the parking lot, but he looks like a debt collector. He's like 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
He just walks up and goes, "Remember I said I was coming today?" I'm like, "Oh fuck."
Shit.
Rush your door found me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, "Man, Ellery started employing white guys." that room divider. Forget about it. Forget about it.
So I want people to look forward to the cluster cast for next week because it will be a mess.
Yeah, I want it to be. It must be called the Clusterfuck Comedy Fest.
Well, we will.
Clusterfuck Comedy Podcasting.
But what we're going to do is whatever we record goes to all those podcasts. So they'll each get whatever one. So it'll be a mess. But we're just warning people for next week. Are you in there, Cornelius?
Absolutely.
Are you coming to Clarence? I've got some debts that need to be collected.
Definitely.
I said I was coming today. All right. So you got any gigs this weekend?
I'm actually off this weekend.
I'm doing a birthday party for for someone.
Goliath Comedy Road Trip, second leg, son. What you know about my life? When Carnival City and Carousel.
You go east.
Tonight, Carnival City. Yeah, tonight, Carnival City.
You started watching comedy.
Tomorrow night is Carousel.
But now, Carnival City, do you do it at in the
Mardi Gras?
Oh, you do it in the theater?
Yeah.
Mardi Gras.
The whole Mardi Gras.
That's where the Joe Parker ones used to be. Yeah. But they just changed the name.
Oh, yes, yeah. That was in the pub, yeah.
No, that's called Bruise now.
Oh,
Bruce.
But then where was Wackett's Club?
Wackett's Club is Bruce.
It's the super sport bar.
It's there.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That was
Parker's. No, man, the Mardi Gras is separate from.
Mardi Gras is a proper theater.
It's a proper
theater. But Parker's was in the theater because they used to have.
It started at the theater.
And they used
to
have the cabaret show.
That was a super sport bar. It was horrible.
Before
But it was
Bruce
a proper circular stage and people would sit
down. Bruce.
It was called the super sport. Oh, okay, cool.
That was nice. So that's where you're going. I got a birthday party. And then
Cornelius, what are you doing this weekend?
Got my
apart
kid.
From your brother's birthday parties.
Two birthday parties, a bride tonight. So probably getting.
It's Easter end, there'll be a bride.
Yeah, this is in Pretoria.
Oh, fire.
Pretoria, no bride.
Yeah.
Are you staying over, are you Ubering, or are you driving drunk?
No, I'm staying over.
Lekker.
Being
in my car.
Being responsible.
Lekker.
In the boot.
Safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the boot.
For the car seat.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you. I know you're under big stress. I hope this chilled you out.
It did chill me out a bit. I'll have a cup of coffee before I leave. Awesome. My laptop's still open.
We can actually just. Fire and have coffee at Seattle like we normally do.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
So, Dave,
I don't want to go to Seattle. Yes. Don't go somewhere else.
Cornelius wants to say something.
Yes.
You want to go.
My wife said, I must say that John Vlismas is a legend.
Yes.
He is.
Okay.
What? He'll never be on this podcast.
No. And then.
More love.
Also, want to say how's it to her, and I also want to say how's it and happy birthday for our friend Debbie, whose birthday it was yesterday.
And your brothers. Hey,
shout out.
Well, my brothers, they don't listen to this.
Shout out, bitches.
We got shout outs.
It's like a live read.
That's our first official shout out.
That should be in Hardooth. That's Rishi Benoit. I'm Dave Levinson.
I'm Eric Janssen, and as usual, we'll see you again just now.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.